Hello and welcome to the Lead Talks podcast. We aim to build a generation of young leaders who follow Christ and will transform their workplace by their very lives that echo purpose, integrity, and excellence. I hope you will be encouraged and challenged by this week's talk.
It's a pleasure for me to introduce the next speaker, a friend of mine. Amazing story, really amazing story. If I can share a little bit, really picked up from the streets of Mumbai. And today, God is just using him and his dear wife in such an amazing, amazing way. Both of them work together, they're entrepreneurs, and they run a cafe called Open Doors in Bangalore. So if you are in Bangalore, there are two places you got to visit. Definitely Open Doors, which is in Kottanur, near SABC. You got to go there. Great stuff, I'm told. And close by, you got Chai 316 also, which is Brother Benny's as well. So you can go both places. But the next speaker runs this amazing, amazing business there. And they also run an NGO. Extremely talented musician. Has composed several songs, Hindi songs, which are regularly sung in different congregations across the world. So, ladies and gentlemen, without any further delay, put your hands together to welcome my dear friend, Syed Badshah. You can do better than that. Syed's here.
Good afternoon to all of you. Gina and I, my wife and I, are super humble to be in this platform. We consider it's a privilege, and I want to thank God for this opportunity. I also want to thank Brother Joshua, Brother Benny, and entire Lead Talk team for putting up such an amazing conference. My name is Syed Badshah Makarani. Now you may be wondering, what is this boy with the Muslim name standing in the Christian conference? I can only imagine 37 years back, yes, I was born in a Muslim family with two beautiful sisters and I. A tragedy struck upon me and my family when my father killed my mother in front of my own eyes. As a little boy, three, nobody wanted to see that memory or have that picture in their mind. It stuck and it stayed forever. Two of my sisters got me to Mumbai. Second tragedy happened. I lost both of my sisters in the crowd. You can imagine a three-year-old boy standing at the railway station in the middle of the crowd, lost, lonely, fearful. I lost my sisters, I lost my mother, I lost my family, I lost my home, I lost my father, I lost everything. It seems like all the doors were closed on me. I begin to beg at the railway station. These are all actual images. I begin to beg at the railway station, sweep the train, eat the food from the garbage dump, not once or twice, almost for years. Many a days, I would sleep hungry. Nobody would even come to ask me, did you get something to eat? Nobody ever told me, I love you, my son. I never had a footwear to wear I never had any blankets, never had any sweater. Winters and the rainy season were the hardest time for us. No bed sheet, no sweaters, sleeping in the cold. It seems like all the doors were closing upon me. In 1996, if you remember, the first McDonald's was open in India and it was in the city of Bombay and a place called Bandra. Bandra is a very famous for Bollywood people and very rich people stays there. And a lot of the rich people were standing in the queue to get inside the McDonald's and eat what they were eating. They wanted to experience something. And as a little boy, I was begging outside the McDonald's and wondering, can I get a chance to go inside and eat what they're eating and experience what they're experiencing? Air conditioned, fancy. It was just new. India was just experiencing something like that. I never got a chance to go inside the McDonald's. In the night, I followed the staff. And when they were dumping the leftover food from the McDonald's, I picked up the crumbs and I ate from the crumb. I took this picture, Lucky Restaurant in Bandra, 2 days back when I was visiting Mumbai. I used to beg outside this restaurant. I ate the food and I took a pictures. I used to sleep outside that restaurant. And I ate such crumbs for years on the streets of Mumbai. Even the doors of McDonald's was close on me. I wonder, is there a God? I began to the temples. First, I went to the mosque because I was born in a Muslim family. I'm a circumcised Muslim. Islam, mosque did not answer my prayer. Went to the temple, didn't get any answers to my prayer. Created my own God with my own hand and worshiped that God. Even that God did not answer. Realize, I'm about to be ended right now and I don't have any hope. All the hope that I had was that God can save me. And I realize now there is no God. What a sad thing for somebody when he loses the hope in life. At the moment, I wonder. And I just looked up in the sky, sleeping in the middle of the road below a traffic lamp at the Pali Hill in Bandra. I said, "Ae Khuda, kya tu sach mein zinda hai? God, are you really there? Come and help me." Next day, a man named Matthew K. Daniel was passing through the train. And he saw me at the railway station and Jesus spoke to him and said, "Do you see that boy at the station? He's my son, go and help him." That's how Jesus came in my life, first time. He took me to Bombay Teen Challenge, I stayed there. And I realized God heard my prayer. Today, we run a business called Open Door Coffee Co. And we also run an NGO called Ummeed Hope Foundation. The reason I chose the word Ummeed, because all my life, the only thing that I was clinging on is the word hope. I always knew I had a hope in God, but I always went in a wrong direction. And I always knocked the wrong door. But at that moment, below a traffic signal, it was Jesus who sent Matthew and who came and helped me. I didn't have any experience of running a business. I'm sure many of you must be having an MBA degree or some business degree. I have none of them. All I have experience in my life is a degree called MES. Some of you are smiling and wondering what is this MES stands for. Now, MES means Masters in Experiential Studies.
If you're enjoying this podcast and are inspired, make sure you subscribe to the Lead Talks podcast to receive inspirational talks every week.
The experience that I had on the street of sleeping hungry, stealing, robbing, becoming a professional pickpocketer from Bandra to Borivali would carry my photograph saying, "Be aware of pickpocketer." In 1997-98, I would make 2.5-3 lakhs a month. You can calculate what it would be today. The only experience I had was to sell the stolen umbrella at the footbridge of railway station. My first experience of selling tambourine at Tilaknagar railway station and making a 40 paisa a day on a newspaper and using that money to eat food. Selling a earrings and keychains and lipstick in the ladies' compartment and begging and also pickpocketing. All those experiences, I was almost beaten to death by a gang, by second most powerful gang of India in 90s. God rescued me out of those situations. All the experience of protecting myself from sexual abuse on the street and in government homes. All this experience taught me and gave me a degree called MES. When you don't get food for 3 days, you will be end up doing things that you cannot even imagine. Surviving on the streets. I wonder, what is my purpose? When Matthew came in my life, I'm sure you can understand my English, but I've never been to any English medium school. I've never got any formal education in my life. Directly applied for 10th standard, completed my 10th standard, 12th standards, bachelor's of theology, studied to be a pastor, worked in a church, traveled as an evangelist, preacher, worship leader, motivational speaker in the school and colleges in India and around the world. I realized, what is my purpose? I was locked up in the prison for 4 years. And in 2003, on the day of Good Friday, I gave my life to Jesus. And that was a turning point of my life. I realized my life in my hand is very dangerous. I gave my life to Jesus. I did not change my name because this is the only thing that I carried from my childhood. I kept a Muslim name. I would have been dead. You can see a scar. Some of you were asking, what is on your neck? I would have almost been dead. I had several scars on my body. God had a purpose for my life, bigger than the purpose that I could even think of myself. A Catholic lady came to the railway station and gave me bath, gave me food, and gave me shoes for the first time in my life. And that memory stuck in me, that Christian people are loving people and Christian God is loving God. I ended up having that memory till date. During the COVID lockdown, God gave me a vision to reach out to street children in Mumbai and do the same thing what that Catholic lady did, giving bath, clothes, food and footwear. Around 700 children on the streets were blessed by this vision. In 2016, I was getting ready to go to US, settle down. Brother came and shared about the USA dream. I also had a US dream. I was ready to go to US, settle down, study, work, and be happy in US. Again, I realized my mentor, my very close mentor, Dr. Rennie Samuel, encouraged me to study in India and study psychology and counseling. I laughed at him. I said, that's not my purpose. His wife told me, there is a difference between purpose and the means. I said, I'm a preacher, I'm a motivational speaker, I'm a songwriter, I don't want to work with the children. Now, what is my purpose in life? Beautifully, in that discussion, I found a revelation that there is a means and there is a purpose. God gives you this opportunity to meet people, to speak about your life. It's the means. You sing a song is the means to glorify God. It's not the purpose. All my life I was running after the means and neglecting the purpose. And that moment, the purpose was to reach out to the children who are like me, who doesn't have a hope, who doesn't have a family. If not me, then who would understand their life, their condition? Some of you have an experiential information. Some of you have a theoretical information. I have the experience of living in the first hand. If not you, then who? To cut it short, I gave up the desire to go to US. I tore down my paper and put it in dustbin. I said, I'm going to study in India. God is calling me to India. And that's the reason I carry India on my shoulder. Brother Joshua yesterday beautifully said, God did not make a mistake of making you born in India. And 1 year later, I gave up the desire to go to US and put it in dustbin. 1 year later, my beautiful wife, I call her Gina, sweet Gina, a US came to me. We got married, we moved to Bangalore, we started an NGO called Ummeed Hope Foundation. Ummeed Hope Foundation is specially working with the street children, orphan children who are begging, rag picking like me, want to be a blessing to them. An orphan boy with no money, no family background, could not even dream of having a wife like Gina. They say, two are better than one. I'm so privileged that I get to travel everywhere with my wife, and she's always, I'm no more a lonely boy. But there are so many lonely and orphan children and street children in India. There are more than 20 million orphans in India. And if not me, who comes from that background, who will go for them? All my struggles, all my tragedies became an opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others. God, pin by pin, started using every tragedies that happen in life. All my struggle on the street. All these children are from a Muslim background. They were being sent for rag picking and begging by their own family. Because of my name and my story, God opened the door for me to walk inside the community. The community which was closed for anybody to come. And we were able to build a school for them. They have never held their own textbook all their life. This is the third year. They could not even pronounce the word good morning. And today they can use an English sentence. And they know the reason. They ask me, why are you doing this? What is your hidden agenda? The Islamic priest told me. I had to sit with the Islamic Federation and ask them. I said, I am doing this because Jesus did this for me. And he told me to do this for all the children who are like me. If not me, then who? You may be knowing this. Bangalore is the coffee capital of India. And my wife, she's been working in US in several coffee industry and restaurants from the time she was a student. She carries her experience of baking and coffee. And as you know by now, what I too have one degree called MES, Masters in Experiential Studies. Her gifting of making coffee and making pastries and cooking and my gift of MES came together, and we began to build a beautiful coffee shop called Open Door. More than 35 times this word is mentioned today. Have you realized that? Almost all the speakers have used this word Open Door. And we want to use Open Door to impact the lives of children or young women and men and give them an opportunity and experience and love. Let me tell you, I had almost 7 boys and girls from Tirjanpur working in the cafe. One of them almost shot a policeman and ran away in the fear and came. And we're able to work and show them love and help them to be transformed from picking a gun to becoming a barista. That's the story that we want to create before we die. Open Door, last year in Children's Day, McDonald's, I said 1996, I never got a chance to go to McDonald's. I brought about 40 street children and I shut down my cafe. I lost the business for that day. I shut down the cafe. I made them sit down on the table and we took their orders and we served them food and coffee. The opportunity which I did not get, God used all my tragedies to make an opportunity and bless the lives of these children. Dr. Matthew K. Daniel picked me up from the street, and 27 years later, we both graduated on the same day from the same university. He was receiving his PhD. And I was receiving my master's in counseling and psychology. Yes, I do have a master's in counseling and psychology. I took this picture and I showed it to him. I said, have you ever thought that one day we both will be graduating together, walking the aisle and receiving the degree? He said, no. I said, I can only imagine the joy that you have in your heart when you see a boy from the street to the place that where he is right now. And I said, before I die, this picture became my mission statement, that I want to be a Matthew to somebody. I want to pick up the boy from the street and help them to be where God has placed him to be. Everything Gina and I will do in all our life, the ultimate goal is to see the transformation happen in orphans and street children's life. That's the mission that we have. We at Open Door also aim to provide training to children coming from orphanage. We have several people working in the cafe coming from disadvantaged background. Yes, it's a one-year-old business. I don't have a degree to run. I don't have an experience. But I have the favor of God and the experience that I've learned on the street. And we are successfully completed 1 year. You have to come to see what this place is like. If you are in Bangalore, if you are a specialty coffee drinker, you will not miss our cafe called Open Door. As I was sharing my story, our life have so many experiences, and every experience is like a piece of puzzle. I was in US last year, December. My wife and her family love to play puzzle, and they were doing 1,000-piece puzzle. Can you imagine? I was like, how can you even finish it? But they all sat and they finished it. I remember one piece of puzzle missing, and it was looking incomplete. And that made me realize every single piece of puzzle is very important for your life. God is taking you, He's allowing the journey to take you from X to Z. And while you're on the journey, every piece is important. Don't say, what is this experience? Even if the single piece of puzzle may ask, what is my purpose? But the piece of puzzle has its purpose in a larger picture. Every experience that you are going through or God has allowed you to go through, it has its purpose. All the experiences that I've been through today is turned a blessing for so many children on the street and orphans. God is going to use your tragedy as an opportunity to create the difference in the lives of others. I would request all of you to remember me and Gina and I, Open Door and Umid Hope Foundation in your prayer, so that we can take this mantle and create difference in the lives of others. God bless you. Thank you.
Check. Thank you, Syed, for that inspiring, true. We hear this term so often, right? Rags to riches. And this is what God can actually do. But it's amazing that even when God lifts up people, that Syed has not forgotten his roots. And he says, if God's done this for me, then I am responsible to do it for many others. Amazing story. Syed, thank you for sharing. I love that line, tragedy to opportunity. I don't know what tragedy that you're going through, but probably God is using that misfortune to create the miraculous in your life. With that, I want to invite John and Anne to come forward. And we are going to just honor this dear person and Syed. We also like Gina to come forward. Gina, if you could also join your husband, Syed, on stage, that will be really great. Can we clap for Syed and Gina? And it says, Hope Brewer. Hope Brewer. Open Doors is the name of the business. Please go to Bangalore. You can mention Lead Talks and get a 50% discount. No, I'm joking. You won't get that. The Hope Brewer couple.
Thank you.
Awesome.
What an honor. Thank you.
Thank you once again, Syed and Gina. Really appreciate that.
Thanks for listening to the Lead Talks podcast. For more resources from Lead Talks, visit our YouTube channel and our website, www.leadtalks.org. I look forward to connecting with you and hope you will join me again on the next podcast.